for by their Uncle John. "May Emma and I keep it on, Mummy?" asked John. "Yes, but not too loudly," said his mother. "And make sure you keep it somewhere safe," she added. "I had a nice little radio that I kept on the shelf in the kitchen, and it has completely disappeared. So has my best blue and white egg cup, and some of my silver spoons. You haven't seen them, have you, children? I can't think where they have gone." But the children weren't listening to their mother. They were busy twiddling the knob on the front of the radio instead, to see what different music they could find. The toys thought the radio was wonderful. They listened to it all that day and all the next, and so did the children. They heard all sorts of different music, and sometimes people even spoke out of the radio. The toys simply could not understand how they got in there. At other times, someone played the piano, and that seemed amazing too. How could a piano get inside such a small thing? At night, when the children had gone to bed, the teddy bear looked longingly at the radio.
"It's magic," he said to the others. "It must be magic. How else can it have all those people inside it? I wish I could open it up and see exactly what is in there. How do you suppose you open it, Ragdoll?"
"Don't even think of such a thing," cried the Ragdoll in horror. "You might break it."
"No, I won't," said Teddy, and he began to undo a screw at the back.
The Ragdoll had to get the big sailor doll to come and help stop him.
"We shall put you inside the brick box if you don't solemnly promise to leave the radio alone from now on," said the Ragdoll.
Teddy didn't want to be put into the brick box, so he had to promise. But the next night, Teddy wanted to press the red button that made the radio play.
"I want to see the light come on and hear the music play," he said. "Please let me press the button."
"What? And wake up everyone in the house and have them rushing in here to see what's going on?" cried Ragdoll. "You must be mad."
"But they wouldn't hear it," said the teddy bear. "Oh, do let me try. I promise to keep it quiet."
"You really are a very, very naughty teddy," said the Ragdoll. "You are not to press that button at all."
For the next two nights, the teddy bear was quite good. But on the next night, he waited until the toys were playing quietly in the other corner of the room. Then he crept over to the radio and pressed the button. The light shone inside and loud music began to play. The toys were horrified. Clockwork Clown and Sailor Doll rushed over at once and pressed the button again. The light went out and the music stopped.
"Teddy, how naughty of you," cried the Sailor Doll. "If you're not careful, you will wake up the whole family. If they catch us, we will never be able to come to life at night again."
But Teddy didn't care.
"They wouldn't have heard it," said Teddy. "It is you with your big shouting voice that will wake everyone up."
And he ran off into the corner, squeezed himself under the children's piano, and refused to come out. After that, Teddy wouldn't speak to any of the others, not even the little clockwork mouse who loved to chatter to him. It was very sad. Soon nobody asked him to join in the games, and the teddy bear began to feel very lonely indeed. Deep down, Teddy knew that he should apologize to the Sailor Doll and to all the other toys. But he was a proud teddy bear, and he could not bring himself to say sorry. Then one night, when the moon shone brightly outside the playroom window, Teddy could stand it no longer.